Please be seated. And thanks, kids, for all of your great participation. It feels like Psalm 150 in here, so that's awesome. It's always the challenge to bring a message that is as interesting to the kids as it is to us. Or maybe it'll be more interesting to us because it can be interesting to the kids, right? Okay, that's good. Our sermon title this morning is Light, and light summons changes. Light summons, it changes, and it directs us. I was looking at it on the title board out front, and I thought, if you don't see the colon, it's kind of hard to figure out what it's saying. So light. What does it do? It summons, changes, and directs us. We have three different scriptures this morning that we're going to be using the Isaiah and Psalm texts and also Matthew. And I am just so blessed by the Psalm 27 text. I had told you I'd use part of that as our call to worship today. And I used to just love to read that, where it says, the Lord is the light of myself and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is a stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I mean, it is just a positive, wonderful feeling that we have as we go through there. I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. And then it goes on, for in the day of trouble. See, I can't stop reading it. Okay, I'll just read it. In the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, my Savior. And I just would like to read a little portion that didn't make it into our scripture reading for this morning. It starts at verse 13. We used it in part of our call to worship, saying, I am still confident of this. I will seek the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart. Yes, wait for the Lord. Darkness and light. There are two things that we're going to speak on here when we speak on darkness. In darkness, we cannot see. It's hard, isn't it, as we stumble around in the dark? I thought of it this morning when I came into church here, and all the lights are out. And I come through the passageway in the back. If you've never tried it, it's a great, fun little exercise. I have my guitar, I have my briefcase, and I'm coming through, and I can't see a thing. Part of it is adjustment from the light outside, but part of it, it's really dark back there. And the lights aren't on, and instead of turning them on, I think, I want to see if I can make it. Occasionally, I'll hit my arm on the out-jutting piece of bricks that are there. Sometimes, I'll make it all the way through, and I think, yes, I made it. But unsure of the path sometimes, right? And I'm sure that many of you have, no, I'm not going to say it that way. Possibly, some of you have gotten up in the night to go to the restroom. Yes? And it's dark in the house, and you cannot see. And I get up, and I try and be careful, and I trip over the laundry basket that I decided to not put away, and I crash to the floor, and then I wake my wife up, and I'm trying to be so nice. It's dark. We cannot see. And also, we cannot be seen. So the first thing is, we can't see. Our vision is impaired. And the second thing is, we cannot be seen. We can hide. We can do things with impunity. Kids, that means you can do it without anything happening to you. Or at least we think we can. Things we might be ashamed of if people could see us. There are also things that we feel sorry about later, aren't there? Treating others badly? What? Who cares? I will never see them again. You ever heard that before? I've heard it from my own kids. I don't care, Dad. I'm never going to see them again. And then they sheepishly come back and go, I saw that guy again. I can't believe it. How many times have we heard that? People yelling. Somebody cuts you off in traffic, and you're screaming at him. And suddenly you pull up to church here in the parking lot right next to each other, and you're like, oh, no. Doing things in secret. It's kind of like walking around in the dark, you know? It's hard to see sometimes. Can you still hear me inside here? Okay. And I can't see, but suddenly I get an epiphany. That means like an idea. And I think, hey, wow, look at this. I can see Dion and Stu and Nate, and look at you guys over here. Wow, this is awesome. And I can even adjust them. Yay, isn't this? And Julia's waving at me in the back. This is fantastic. And I can probably read better. Do you know what happens to me at night? No, you don't. I'll tell you. I see 20/20 during the day. I can see very well. At night, I have this thing that happens when you get older. My vision becomes 20/40. What that means is if I can see you clearly right now, at night, I can only see halfway to you. I lose half of my vision. And so my wife always makes sure that I have my glasses with me in the car. And she scolds me if I haven't brought my glasses, because I think I can do it. And I'm asking her, is that the exit up there? She goes, you can't see that? And I'm driving with you? It's kind of scary. I can see only part of the way. What references do we have in Scripture? Light illuminates. We can see. We're led in the correct path. We do not stumble. A guiding light. North Park University and North Park Seminary have a plaque there that says, "In thy word shall we see light." That's their theme of our covenant institution there on the north side. You are a light on the hill, a beacon on a hill which shall not be hidden. Don't hide your light under a basket or a bushel. The Lord gives us his Son as our light and our salvation. Isn't that interesting how those two concepts go together? They're correlated, aren't they? Kids, that means they go together. It's amazing, even in our scripture, we can see that. That's right in Psalms. The Lord is my light and my salvation. And then the query comes, whom shall I fear? Well, it's because of saying the Lord is my light and my salvation that you don't have anything to be afraid of. I'm going to stop there for a minute and say, doesn't that make you feel better? Do you go through your life and you're fearful, you're worried, you have anxiety? Does that ever happen? I mean, I think it's happened to all of us, right? And so then you just stand and you say, the Lord is my light and he's also my salvation. And then you say, I'm not afraid of anything. It's another way of saying, whom shall I fear? No one. I'm not afraid of anything or anyone or anything that's coming. And the beauty of the words in Isaiah 9, 1 through 4, and I'm so sorry, I love these scriptures so much. And Jose, thank you for reading them. I I started praising the Lord behind you until I realized I'm going to be distracting everybody because it was just moving me. And let's hear it again. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of the oppressor. I want you to picture something else, if you will. I was watching television last week, and it was one of these, I don't know if it's a Nat Geo special or what it was, but it said, the unusual things in life that you've never seen. Here in the Midwest, you see a lot of fireflies, and I will never stop being impressed by them. You go outside, and they're all over, and you can even sometimes catch one, and it'll still do it in your hand, light up. The abdomen lights up. And I thought, how interesting is this? And then this special shows electric eels. It shows all of these different animals, insects, that light up of their own accord. And I thought, how fascinating is this? This kind of natural phenomenon, natural occurrences. The aurora borealis is another. Glowworms, fireflies, electric eels. And we should realize that we also have an aura around our silhouette. I don't know if you've ever seen scientific experiments that show auras around people. I didn't know this, but sometimes it'll be bigger than at other times. We're not going to get too heebie-jeebie here this morning. But it's absolutely incredible. I had someone one time come up to me and talk to me about an aura that she saw over me and my wife. And she gave a word to us that was very encouraging. It was absolutely incredible as we went back to South America. You can use it for good. It's a song that says, let my light shine bright through the night, through the day, all the way for you. Singing that with Stu this morning in the office. Let my light shine bright through the night, through the day, all the way for you. What else follows the light? A moth does, doesn't it? It sees a light bulb and it flies around it till it drives you crazy. Right? It's attracted to the light. If it's a candle or a fire, it'll attract it so much that pretty soon you poof, and it burns up. People will see the light in you. Going beyond the aura, they'll sense there's light and life in you. It will draw them to you, but you must go out and let it be seen. You cannot hide it, just as Scripture says, don't hide your light. Let it be seen. It comes from within us. And why is that? Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is living within you through his Holy Spirit. Jesus says to us, he's the light of the world. Come, follow me. If you follow and see, I'm using words to a song, you'll learn the mystery of what you can do and you can be. Isn't that interesting? You have the light, you take the light into yourself, and then you follow. The light summons you, it changes you, and then it directs you as you follow the way of Jesus. Taking the North Park's theme, in thy word shall I see light. How do we know where we're supposed to go? Your word is a light unto my path. It directs me. We read the scripture in order to know how to walk, how to not stumble, how to not fail. We sang this little light of mine this morning, another. But let's look almost at a formulaic way, at least what happens. And I'd like to go to Matthew 4, verses 12 to 23. There are people in darkness, and they see a great light. They were sitting in death, and the light dawned upon them. And then Jesus summons his followers. So first the light comes on the darkness, and that's Jesus Christ. Then Jesus, in our world, summons Peter, his brother Andrew. He summons James and John. They come to him. See, the light comes and it summons you. It's like an irresistible force if you respond to it. Christ comes, summons you, and then proclaims the gospel of the kingdom. And I'd just like you to look at what happens with that gospel of the kingdom when he comes. I may read a few more verses than what we have. When we get there, he proclaims the gospel of the kingdom. What goes hand in hand with proclaiming and preaching the gospel of the kingdom? Do you see that in verse 23? Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, teaching and preaching, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and what? Healing every disease and sickness among the people. That's what goes hand in hand. And if we continue on in the passage, people hear about it, they cannot stay away. And I'd like to read you verse 24. News about him, news about Jesus spread all over Syria, and the people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases. And then it describes a little bit, those suffering severe pain. Put yourself in this passage. If you have severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed. And what did he do? He healed them. Healing. He releases them from darkness. He releases them from bondage. He brings them into the light. And then what happens? It's the last part of what we're saying today. They followed him. From Galilee, from Decapolis, from Jerusalem, from Judea, and from beyond the Jordan, and Oaklawn, and Evergreen Park, Beverly, Chicago, Illinois, uttermost reaches of the whole earth. Everyone follows him. You cannot help but follow him. Friends, this is the way to bring light and salvation to the whole world. It's written out in these verses. Light summons, changes, directs us. We are the children of light. We need to be summoned, we need to be changed, and we need to be directed by our Lord Jesus Christ. This will bring about his kingdom. Let's pray. Father, thank you for showing us that you are the light. You are the light of the world. Once you illumine the darkness, then you say, "Come and follow me." And then we can learn the mystery of what we can do and what we can be and how we can be directed to do your work in this world. This is simple. It's no more simple than that. So, Lord, we thank you and praise you for this. And we ask that you would continue to be with us as we continue worshiping you this morning. In your name we pray. Amen.